Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 28th, 2012, episode 498, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
You know what? Today is going to be one of those where I just need to put the coffee down. I just need to put the coffee down because I already had a cold shower this morning, Glenn. Did you know I had a cold shower already?
Now, is it raining in Arizona? Or?
Well, I, you know, before the show, I said I turned Jet and the little pony Jacob out in the arena, and I planted some plants on the outside of the arena, and the sun's coming up, and I don't want them to see them and go over it and try to eat them. So I said, before the show starts, I got to run out there and give them some hay at the other end of the arena so they won't see the plants and go to eat them, because then my husband will yell at me because he told me not to turn them out in the arena in the first place. Yeah. So I go to get the hay.
We never listen to our husbands.
So I go to get the hay, and I pick it up from the back of the property, and I have to walk through the backyard and then walk through the front yard because my arena is at the very far front. Now, the reason they're turned out in the arena is because we irrigated. So, of course, our whole property is flooded. So I'm walking through the front yard, and what happens? The dang sprinklers turn on. Like, I'm in a golf course or something. I was like, shh. So what do? I run and dive through the fence to get into the pasture, and I walk into the irrigation. So far, Jamie Zero, World 2.
And it's only 6 o'clock in the morning in Arizona.
That's what's really beautiful about the whole morning so far. Is this happened at like 5:45 for me, and I'm not quite awake yet. And so running into the irrigation was not the smartest thing to do. I should have just, but I wasn't thinking, and it's pitch dark out there. I can't see anything. Ugh. So I had to hose myself off before I came back in because I'm covered in mud and crap. Oh, God. What a good start. Yay, it's Friday.
It's Friday, Freestyle Friday. Anything can happen. Right, Jennifer?
Oh, it will.
Almost anything. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Friday, Freestyle Friday edition, Balancing Kids and Horses with Jackie Baker, the woman behind Regarding Horses blog. Stay tuned and find out if the reality of work, hubby, and baby bears any resemblance at all to her pre-baby envisioned prediction. And to take us all into the weekend, Really Bad's Ads is here provide a dangerously high dose of idiocy-induced sarcastic moments, comical classified conversions, and amazing descriptions of backyard engineering gone wrong.
Thank you, Jennifer. And we have actually had a lot of new contributors for Really Bad Ads this week, which we're happy to see. So thank you very much. Well, I have to give this to a couple of people for my daily winning. Debbie Metcalf of NetPosse.com. It's her birthday, so happy birthday, Debbie. And also Sarah Coleman, our friend from up there in Lexington, Kentucky. Birthday to Sarah. And it's your turn. Let me...
Now, I'm not going to harp on it. I'm not going to take us back to Monday's show completely. But when I saw something that was posted on our Facebook page, Biz Sam needed my Daily Winnie. I'm going to have to, because I'm going to get through this one, and I'm not going to mention it again. But Biz Sam posted on our Facebook page, I just listened to Monday's show, and I had to make a comment on the Big Bang Theory. Jamie, I am totally on your side. That show is downright terrible. I am a total science nerd. I teach biology. I love doing math, and I think that contemplating quantum physics is a fun way to spend an afternoon. The science jokes on that show are stupid, watered down, and made for people who like to think that they're smarter than they actually are. On top of that, their portrayal of people in the scientific community is wildly inaccurate and, frankly, insulting.
Okay. So
wait a minute.
You can't do that without me commenting on that. So we had about 80 comments on that, and all but about 5 of them absolutely love that show. Plus, then I talked to my friend John the Geek, who is much geekier and has an IQ of like 200, and went to one of the biggest, he went to a school in Worcester, Massachusetts. That's a technology school to where they all come out and become $300 an hour engineers. And he said that that's exactly what it was like going to school there. They were exactly like that. He said that show describes his life for all those years in college, was those kind of people. So I heartfully disagree with Biz. I thought I liked Biz, but now I'm not so sure.
Okay, now this one goes out to Joe Montana, and Jennifer's posting the picture of little Joe Montana, the little rescue horse who, you know, he won his little first horse trial, but it's because he was the only horse to go clean cross country without time penalties or jump penalties, and it doesn't matter how pretty you'd have to jump in cross country or eventing, but I would like, Joe Montana, he has stepped up to his job. And if you can go to the Horses in the Morning page, Jennifer's posting it right now, and you can see a picture of little Joe Montana with a 16-year-old student on his back who was like, oh, when he did this. Like, oh, my gosh, he can jump. And it's also, I also posted it, excuse me, on my page. Little Joe Montana is about 2 feet over the actual oxer that he's jumping, and he really enjoys it. And it scared her to death, but she hung on very well. Her position is nice, so good job, Sarah, who was riding Joey, but just an awesome picture.
Oh, my gosh, that is a good picture. And you're right. I mean, my God, he's clearing that thing by a long shot.
Isn't that cool? I was the photographer. I just was like, they were like, you know, all the teenagers, they want me to snap pictures of them when they're in midair, which is very difficult to coach that way because you can't see them because you're staring through a little screen, you know.
Yeah.
But I try to take the picture while watching the actual ride at the same time, so that's why it's a little bit off. But it's really good, huh? Isn't he cute?
Yeah, and he's good jumping form. Boy, he looks good, too. He's fat and healthy.
Oh, yeah, he's in good shape. He is such a jerk. He's happy.
He's a jumper, though. Wow. Yeah, you're right. Clearing that oxer by about 10 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure is.
Well, that's good. She stayed on, too.
She did. And she didn't even, like, get unseated. But she was like, when she landed, her dad was there. And they were like, oh, my gosh. Because she doesn't usually ride him. So it was exciting. It was exciting for her. Now, we do have some more exciting news as well, Glenn, as far as all the stuff going on at the Breeders' Cup. I don't know. Are you
before,
a fan?
Before we get to that, seeing it's Freestyle Friday, I have something for you. We haven't done this in a while. You know, sometimes way back when, and I just because I've been lazy and I haven't done it, but, you know, that I put bloopers on Friday's show from other shows in the network.
Uh-huh.
I have a blooper for you if you want to hear it. This is from the dressage show that we recorded last night, and it was pretty funny. So I thought I would share it. It's only about a little over a minute long, but This is Philip and Reese Goffler Stanfield. Of course, Reese was on our show Monday doing the recipe. Hey, you cooked the recipe. You texted me. How'd that go?
It was delicious. It was delicious.
Was it?
Changed my life.
Did Chad like it?
Yeah, he liked it. Not as much as me, though. It was like having a meat pie for me. It was awesome.
Well, that yeah, don't you can find that recipe. It was what tomato pie was called, and you can find that on our Facebook page. Just look at our notes. Fresh tomato pie. Well, good. We'll have to try it this weekend. We have to get some tomatoes. But so as Reese is on here, and Philip is on here, and I'm on here. And this was towards the end of the show, but he was a little tired. It was 2 hours of recording.
Well, that was a great tip, and I'll be looking for that book. Going through it and trying to get more tips about riding balanced and doing that.
It's like you ran out of steam. It's like the train stopped.
This is all over.
That's it. I'm done.
It's over. Show's over.
Let's take that one from the top again.
I have to do it. The reason
you
did
we wind you up and
no,
like,
you were
awesome.
Great. You were good. You just kind
yeah,
of
just
went
jump
off.
In though. Just come on in and talk about whatever you want to do. Don't leave me hanging out there. Right?
Oh,
just...
that's going in the blooper reel. That is.
Oh my gosh, we've been on too long tonight.
All right.
Okay, you can do it. Focus.
Yeah, but you got to jump in. Promise me this time.
After that performance, I have to be on my toes.
That's right.
Oh
okay.
My gosh.
Three,
sorry,
two. Come on, guys. Come on. Ready?
Oh, wait, I got to do my yoga breathing.
Glenn, can you just use the closing of last week's show? Yeah, just plug it in there, okay? It's got all the same email addresses and the same.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just pick it out last week.
No, we're good. Okay, come on. We can do this.
Now you have to start.
Oh, let me start it. Here.
Okay.
So that was it. That was our funny time last night. Later the night gets, the more bloopers we have at Team Plug.
That poor guy, he just wanted to hang up on you guys so bad.
Well, you know, I didn't tell you. The other part of the story was he just got engaged not too long ago, and his girlfriend, or his fiance now, is a veterinarian, and she's also a dressage rider, and we had her on the show last night, and we muted him and asked her questions. So he was feeling kind of beat up by that time in the show because we had gotten his fiance on. Although she was good to him. She didn't throw him under the bus. She was good.
That's really fun when you get somebody on the show and then mute the host, Glenn. I haven't experienced that a few times. Good Lord. He did it to my coach.
Jamie?
He did it to my husband.
God, so anyway, all right, what's the news? We got racing coming up.
Yeah, well, the Breeders' Cup is coming up, and, you know, I was trying to think of, like, you know, you've got the Super Bowl, and you'll have, like, the Black Eyed Peas performing, or you'll have, you know, like, some really kind of hip top band. Guess who's performing at the Breeders' Cup this year? Woo-woo! Tony Bennett.
What?
I didn't know he's still alive.
That's for him still being alive, not for him performing.
Yeah, right? He wrote, I am thrilled that the Breeders' Cup chose the best is yet to come as their theme for this event. He introduced the song to the American public in 1960, and I look forward to singing it for everyone on November 3rd. Seriously, Tony Bennett? That just goes to show you.
86
like,
years
how,
old.
Are you serious? They hired an almost 90-year-old man to be the entertainment.
86, yep.
No,
I wonder if he's still doing...
You're in the younger demographic. Woo! Wow.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Like, how... We're supposed to be, like, bringing sport to the younger generations and keeping it going. Well, it's not going to keep going when you hire an almost 90-year-old man to be the entertainment. No disrespect to Tony Bennett. I think he's an amazing guy, an amazing talent, and good for you being 80s, whatever, and being able to go out there and perform. But come on.
Hey, there's going to be some amazing horses, though, racing in that race. And this weekend's actually a big weekend for a sort of a, they call it the Super Saturday preview. And at Belmont Park is going to be holding some Breeders' Cup previews races coming out. And we have Royal Delta is going to be riding Flat Out to Honor and Serve. It's going to be running. So there's some big names running this weekend. Also, out at Santa Anita, there's going to be some big names running. And, of course, they say for the Breeders' Classic, I guess, or the biggest candidate, I guess, for 2012 Horse of the Year is Game On Dude. But don't you think Game On Dude has to win the Breeders' Classic to be able to do that this year?
Yeah, I would think that that would have to be. It's just so, it's so hard to think about who's going to be the guy because there's so many fallouts that have happened. I mean, none of the Triple Crown race, any of those guys are contenders for it this year. So it is a little bit frustrating, I'm sure, for the public to pick the Horse of the Year. But it's going to be good. And, you know, what's funny is Belmont actually canceled Friday's racing because there's rain coming in. And I guess they want to make sure that the track is good for Saturday's race. And they did what they call it a win and you're in challenge series. And if the winner of those races, if you win that race, you qualify for an automatic position in the Breeders' Cup, corresponding Breeders' Cup race. So it's a huge weekend at Belmont as far as trying to get to the Breeders' Cup goes. And speaking of the Breeders' Cup, Saturday, of course, and I know we've talked about it, but Saturday, Zenyatta Statue is going to be unveiled at Santa Anita.
Yeah.
You know, my whole entire life, I've wanted to go to Santa Anita Racetrack. And I do it 2 months ago, right? Or maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, just pop in for a visit. And if I just would have done it now, like, I could have seen the Zenyatta statue. I didn't even know one was going to be unveiled. And it's so cool because there's a John Henry statue and a Seabiscuit statue. So she's going to be with some amazing, amazing company. So I just am, so I got to go back now. I got to go back.
And then you know a horse is popular when they make it, when they build a statue for them before they're dead. That's when you're popular. Because usually
he's
that's reserved for the deceased.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is fantastic.
Well,
you know
who else is running this weekend up in New York is one of your favorite horses in the Kelso Stakes against To Honor and Serve. Shackleford's going to be brought back out again. So.
That horse is so tough.
2011,
so,
back out.
Yeah, he's going to be running. And then, you know, just some out-of-the-country news about racing is the fact that, first of all, Black Caviar is taking some time off, and they're bringing her back next year. How cool is that?
Oh, they are going to? Good, good. All right.
They are going to bring her back. And then, of course, what they call it, the world's best thoroughbred, of course, Frankel, is actually going to work this weekend. And what they're going to do is they're going to take Frankel to Newmarket Racetrack. He's going to be ridden by the jockey, and they're going to run him like a mile and a quarter or whatever. Let me see here. I don't know. They're going to run him over a mile and a furlong. And then they're going to take him to the winner's circle afterwards. They're like... They are totally, I mean, he's going to have, like, just two horses with him, and he's going to run, and he's going to beat the heck out of those, and they're going to simulate a race and then take him to the winner's circle afterwards. I thought that was pretty cool.
Why? Is this for a show? Did I miss something there?
No, they're going to, I don't know if they're just trying to get him used to this new racetrack, but he's going to run with two horses. They haven't really said that they're doing it because they're doing it for show, but they've told everybody when and where it's going to be. So maybe that is kind of the situation. But they're going to gallop him and take him to the winner's circle. They're even going to parade him around in the where they do the post parade or this where they're going to saddle him up and stuff. It's crazy.
Well, while we're in England, the British Equestrian Federation is really, really pushing for Team Great Britain to become the BBC Sports Personality of the Year. Usually that's reserved for one athlete every year. Well, they're really pushing for the whole, you know, equestrian team. They did so well this year across the board. And they accounted for most of the, you know, for a lot of the Olympic medals that they had for Great Britain this year. So they're really pushing for the team. And they said there's a chance, however, that cyclist guy, Bradley Wiggins, is the bookie's favorite at 4-6 to win that award. But I hope Equestrian gets recognized. I mean, they did bring home a lot of medals this year for Great Britain. So let's hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just to back to racehorses real quick, just to let you guys know that something actually pretty cool is going on Sunday. It's a Illinois-based organization called Thoroughbreds Helping Thoroughbreds, and they're going to have an all-Thoroughbreds horse show in Illinois. It's going to begin at 8 a.m., and they're going to have dressage classes, hunter classes, and jumper classes starting in the afternoon. And then after that, they're going to raise money because they're going to have a sale of off-the-track thoroughbreds immediately following the whole competition. So you can go compete and then go buy another horse that you can take along and train. In each class, a prize of money and a hand-painted trophy and ribbons, tons of prizes are going to be available. And it's called Renaissance Rescue Ranch, and that's where the show's going to be. So isn't that cool? I would get in big trouble at a sale of off-the-track thoroughbreds.
Yes, you would. That'd be bad. Very, very
it
bad.
Very, very bad.
Like me going to a draft horse sale. It'd be very, very bad, yeah.
Well, apparently you can go to a draft horse sale without buying a draft horse, and our listeners are still very mad at you for that.
I see that, too. Yeah, that was one of the comments from Monday also. Hey, you also found some celebrities that are allergic to horses.
I know. I found this on horsenation.com, and we can post a link to it. 7 celebrities who are allergic to horses. Now, I don't think that they're that special because I'm allergic to horses, too. So maybe I'm not a celebrity. maybe those of us who are allergic to horses can just find a little bit of a resemblance between us and, say, Rachel McAdams. That's the only resemblance I have with Rachel McAdams is the fact that we're both allergic to horses. Dang it. And another celebrity that I really, like if I named one celebrity that mimicked my lifestyle, I would go with Kate Middleton. And she's also allergic to horses.
Yeah, I'm sure Kate was out getting soaked this morning in the mud.
It's like we're sisters. It's crazy. I mean, gee, we look alike. I'm as skinny as she is. I'm as tall and pretty as she is. I'm married to a prince. I mean, God, it's like we're like clones, okay? I mean, I dress as well as she does. I'm as classy as she is. I volunteer as much. I mean, I am just like her. I topless, sunbathe, whatever.
I didn't see you I didn't see your naked pictures all over the tabloids in Britain, though.
Wait, I do none of those things. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Dylan. Another celebrity that is allergic to horses, and I'm pretty sure that she wants to be my best friend, Sandra Bullock. She is also allergic to horses.
She's one of my favorite actresses ever. I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. Now, another one, this one I would think, you know, Glenn, if Jennifer would have said no to you, I'm pretty sure you'd have gone out and proposed to Rosie O'Donnell. But sadly... She's allergic to horses, too.
Hey, you missed Clint Eastwood. I was shocked at that one.
Glenn, just leave me alone. Let me do my list. I was going to save that one. But, yes, Clint Eastwood, all the horse movies that he's done, all the riding he's done, all the westerns he's done, and the guy's allergic to horses.
I didn't know that.
I thought that was shocking.
What did he do, sneeze his way through the westerns?
I don't know, but you know, I'm going to start looking for swollen noses in these westerns I've been watching. Because Clint Eastwood. Now, another one, but I don't think that the chick from Grey's Anatomy, Ellen Pompeo, is actually around horses all that much, so it doesn't matter. But in the photo that they posted on horsenation.com, she does look like she's about to sneeze. Does she not?
She does. But she looks like
that or really, really over-medicated.
She kind of looks that way all the time. And Grey's Anatomy season started last night. If anybody saw it, I saved it. Don't give me any spoiler alerts on Facebook. I'm dying to watch it here.
Do you want to hear a funny Ellen Pompeo story I have stuck in my vault that I probably shouldn't tell, but she asked me actually not to say anything. But I don't care because it's years later. What's she going to do? Sue me?
So I'm at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. That when my old job of radio actually sent me to Los Angeles to red carpet events and stuff. And Ellen Pompeo was like the second season of Grey's Anatomy. So she was very popular. And everybody was like, Ellen, come over here. And everybody was interviewing her. Well, then it's like there's camera, you know, all the way down. And then at the very end of the red carpet, right before they go in the door, is where they stick all the loser radio people. who have no cameras. We got nothing but microphones with like little flags on it that say, you know, I think I was working for Q100 at the time, Q100 mic flag, and they see no cameras, so they just blow right by you. Well, we were also right next to one of the, where Juliana, Brent, well, whatever her name is, actually does her thing. So she's the last camera to walk in while Ellen Pompeo was walking down the red carpet, and she was in this dress. That was, I mean, it was fantastic. And it was this little tube of a dress, and it was all sequiny, and she looked like she could barely breathe, barely move, but she looked beautiful. And she's walking down the red carpet, and she has her handlers that are surrounding her. You know, she's got one person on the right, one person on the left, one person right behind her. And she walks over to the radio section, walks right behind me, brings her handlers, and each one of them grab the top of one side of her dress. One grabs right in front of her boobs, one grabs right behind her, and they hike the dress upwards because her nipples were almost showing because this tube of a dress was quickly sliding downward, and she was about to have Nipplegate happen there on the red carpet.
We need to go to Bit of Britain and order that girl some sticky spray.
I know, right? So I'm like, and she turns around, and she is literally 3 inches from my face. Okay, the red carpet is not very big. And she goes right behind me, like I'm a big shield. I'm shorter than she is. And she hikes the dress up, and she looks around. She looks me right in the eyes and goes, please don't tell anybody about this. And she walks right back out and goes right to her interview. Well, Ellen, your secret is out. You need sticky spray. Sorry,
you know, Ellen, she has like the classic story that every girl that ever wanted to make it in Hollywood has. She actually was a bartender for years, and she was discovered at this it was this bar in New York City. I think it was in the Upper West Side. I just read this not too long ago, and an agent actually approached her and said, "Do you want to appear in commercials?" And that's how she got her start. Was an agent came up to her as she was a bartender, and she actually got her start that way.
Okay, I'm sorry. As a girl, you're a bartender in L.A. Everybody goes there to make it, and some guy walks up to you and goes, "Hey, can I buy you a drink? I'd like to put you in a commercial. All you have to do is get into the back of my limo."
No. Yeah, but I think this time she actually was
a star.
It actually worked. I didn't know, too, that she appeared on Friends. I don't remember her being on Friends. We used to watch Friends all the time. And apparently she had some minor roles on Friends over the years, too. I never knew that either.
I think she just dated Joey, because I remember seeing her.
Oh, really?
Friends
okay.
is on every afternoon, and I haven't been watching it all summer long because it's too hot to go outside. The final celebrity that has allergies, and I guess that's probably good because then you won't get horsehair in your food, is Chef Gordon Ramsay, who scares me to death. If I ever saw him, I'd run away because he's so scary.
Yes, I agree. I can't watch his shows. I just can't watch him.
He's so angry. It gives me ulcers. Like, I need Tums watching his. Don't
hey,
yell at me.
Before we get to Jackie's supposed to be calling in here in a minute, but we're going to talk about her new kid and being a mom and all that stuff, and time for horses. I got some, I just came across this yesterday, some totally insane star baby names. So while we're talking about babies, Reese Witherspoon just had her latest baby, and
really?
Yeah, new baby
Who's
boy.
The dad?
You know,
let's have
her husband. Her husband apparently. Apparently, she's married.
How did you sound surprised?
Well, you know, I was kind of surprised actually.
Reese Wither.
But her husband's last name is Toth. T-O-T-H. Well, she named the baby Tennessee, like the state. So now the baby's name is Tennessee Toss. which is kind of bizarre.
Toast, I'm sure. Tennessee toast. Toast. Tennessee toast. Tennessee toast. Man, that is some Southern stuff. She is real Southern, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of makes you wonder if it's Tennessee Tuxedo's cousin or something like that. There were a couple others here, too. That Robert Downey Jr., Jennifer's new favorite. She has Robert Downey Jr. now on her background of her computer. She has Robert Downey
Jr. Screen saver.
And his wife, Susan, they just had a baby boy also, Exton Ellis. Exton Ellis Downey.
Elias.
Name.
E-X-T-I. How do you spell that?
Oh, it is E-L-I-A-S. You're right. That's, it's Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Beyonce. Everybody knows what Beyonce named her baby. Do you remember what the girl's name
no.
was?
No.
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That looks kind of bad. And then let's see here. What was the other?
Well, there's nobody who named their baby a cooler name than Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, because both of those two are like two of my favorite people in the world. They named their baby Apple.
That's right, they did. And you know, Pink and her husband had a girl, and they named it Willow Sage. Willow Sage. What is it with the tree references for baby names right now?
Oh, that's true. That's a lot of trees. I didn't even think about that. That's fantastic.
There was one other one here. Alicia Silverstone gave birth to a baby boy, and they named it Bear Blue. Like Bear, B-E-A-R,
what?
Blue. Bear Blue. That's correct. Yep. Bear Blue.
Wow,
do you think
wow.
there's a special list for Hollywood celebrities to name their kids? Do you think that's a special list?
Like only you can pick off of these. Once you've made celebrity, you can, like, you have instant access to this crazy website. It's like, oh, are you famous enough? You're having a baby. Okay, you can access this list.
That's right. Exactly right. Well, let's take a break for our commercial right now, and we're going to be back to talk to Jackie Baker of Regarding Horses. We'll be right back after this. Well, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know we talk a lot about Kentucky Performance Products, and that's because they are a name you can trust to give you the most value for your supplement money. Kentucky Performance Products offers supplements designed to target specific problems that are made with high-quality ingredients included at effective levels. The company's supplements are intended to complement, not compete, with your dressage horse's current feeding program, guarding against oversupplementation. And each product is backed by sound research and the money-back satisfaction guarantee. And today we'd like to talk to you about Nalox, the original equine antacid. It's recommended by veterinarians and leading horsemen as a way of maintaining a healthy stomach, which reduces the risk of ulcers. Nalox can be given daily to horses exposed to stressful conditions or as needed when shipping, competing, or during stall confinement. You know, you can learn about Nalox and all the products at Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Is Jackie actually with us here, Glenn? Are we ready? All right.
Yeah.
Jackie Baker. You know, Jackie was, she's a blogger from regardinghorses.com. And Jackie wrote this blog, and she talked about how when she was pregnant, nothing's going to change because she's going to be like super mom to her baby and to her horse. Well, I got a message from her the other day, and it said, so on my Facebook page, so apparently I was a bit idealistic when we talked on Horses in the Morning about horse life post-baby. So she posted this blog about it, and we'd like to say good morning to Jackie Baker.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Glenn.
Hello there. So
he's listening in, too.
Okay, hi, Isaac. And Isaac is now, tell us, how old is he?
He is 5.5 months old.
Wow. A mother who actually didn't tell me how many weeks he was.
Because then
I
just
I don't even know. I don't even know. Stop counting.
Let's see. Everybody always goes, oh, he's 22 weeks.
Yeah.
So how old is that?
So you're still a horse woman. You're still a horse chick. I love it. So
yeah.
So yeah. Tell us about life before the baby. Life before the baby. I did a lot more stuff. I worked. I rode my horse a few days a week. I actually managed to cook most days. Yeah, that about covers it. And now I'm working full-time again. So that's probably the biggest thing that's changed since we last talked. But pretty much I work and I take care of the baby. My house is trashed. My horse is living the easy life, which I think he might actually enjoy.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, so you had expectations of how this whole baby thing was going to go. And the reason we talked about it was because my husband's kind of in that, I kind of maybe want to have a kid mode. And, you know, as the horse girl, it's hard to imagine letting that lifestyle that we have where we show and we compete and we ride all the time, to let that go a little bit. And I think that your expectations were it's not going to change. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, I knew it would change some. I didn't expect to get out 4 or 5 days a week like I used to. But when I first started riding again, I was just excited because I started riding 3 weeks after he was born, and I hadn't been on a horse in 6 months. So I was really, really excited about that. And I thought I'd be able to start riding 2 or 3 days a week, which I did for a while. But then at 12 weeks, I had to go back to work. And that's what put the kink in things. It's the working and having the baby. Not so much just the baby. So we'll blame it on work.
Okay, so work. You're gonna blame it on that. Okay, so your life now, how different is it from what... Did you realize that having the baby and going to work and all this was going to put such a damper on your horse? Like is the horse what has suffered the most since the baby and work, or has your husband, or as the care of the... What has suffered the most since you've had baby?
Ooh.
What has changed?
Probably the horse and the housework, for sure.
Well, I
my
understand the
ability. Who cares about that anyways? I do like cooking, so I kind of miss that I'm not doing that as much either, but fortunately, my horse, I don't think, is suffering too badly because he's at a great boarding barn and they take great care of him. I'm still paying his board bill, so he's getting fed and turned out and cleaned and all that stuff. But he's definitely not getting ridden quite as much as he used to. I was hoping to work it in a little more, but it's just tough. Part of the problem is that my husband's working retail right now, and so we're always on opposite schedules. So he's not home to take care of the baby so that I can get out.
Hey, I don't know what that is in the background, but can you tell him to keep it down?
Yeah, good luck with that. He says, it is almost bedtime, Jamie. I gotta go take a nap.
So you're not getting to ride as much. Now, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, go for
and
it.
You can decide not to answer it. And because if I'm going to talk to the husband about this, you know, if I come from the... You know, babe, I'm not going to be able to get to ride as much, and our life is going to change. I'm not going to clean the house. You're going to have frozen meals. He's not going to care about any of that. But if I say, babe, our sex life is going to suffer, he's going to be like, that's it. It's over.
Well, so honestly, he had a lot of recovering to do because in that area, pregnancy and childbirth was slightly traumatic for him. So there is a recovery period more related to that than anything.
Please tell me that he didn't look. Did he look?
Couldn't tell you. He was, no. But, yeah.
Oh, see, that's just
he was
everything.
Up more by my head. So whatever he could see from being up by me, that's about all he
got.
Oh,
God. Oh, that just sounds awful. Oh, my hoo-ha hurts right now.
No, it's okay. You forget really quickly.
Yeah, that's what everybody
says. I love this,
says.
Though.
I got to say this, though. She had a list on her article here, the top five things I've learned balancing motherhood and horses. And number two was one that will get Jamie. Pregnancy destroys every riding muscle you've ever had. I love that one. That's pretty good there, Brandon. That'll convince Jamie not to.
Yeah, exactly. Now, so starting with number one, riding once a week is an accomplishment. Is that true? Once a week, maybe?
Yeah, for me it is. Yeah, and that's only if I'm not traveling on the weekends, and then sometimes I don't even get that. I have managed twice a week once, though, and I was really excited about it.
Oh, my gosh. We went over number two, pregnancy destroys every riding muscle you've ever had. See, girls, here's the thing, is you were totally selling me on it before. Totally selling me on it. And now not so much. So number three, explain why picking hooves is more exciting than tying your own shoes.
Okay, try taking a 40-pound ball, medicine ball, tying it to your stomach, and then trying to bend over and pick a hoof.
So
even go halfway, take a 15 or 20 pound one and tie it in there and see how easy it is. It's amazing. You can get out of breath picking hoofs. Never knew.
Wow. So you just have to call the teenagers that are at the barn around, hey, come clean my horse's feet.
Exactly. Yes,
okay.
I did, actually.
That's not so bad. That's not so bad. Now, number four, baby wearing around the barn is good exercise. I don't get it.
Yes. Okay, so they make these really awesome baby carriers and slings and wraps so that you can pretty much strap them to your chest or your back and carry them around easily. And it's a good thing I keep that in my car because I got out to the barn to check on Ace of Isaac one day and all of his halters and his fly mask were missing from their raucous games of halter tag out in the field. So I strapped the baby on, and we went walking all over the pasture, searching for halters and a fly mask.
So
you
got a little workout. So you have like a little papoose, kind of like, you know, like a monkey carries its baby around.
Yep.
Grabs hold. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then finally, number five, you did learn a little bit about your horse because you learned that he's actually going to survive without you.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. You know, I had this feeling in my head that, you know, as a good horse owner, I was out there nearly every single day. I was picking his feet and brushing on him. And even if I wasn't riding, I was at least checking on him to make sure he was okay. And I just had it in my head that if I wasn't doing that, he would die. And he's hanging out there, and he's perfectly fine. So that's been eye-opening to realize that he can actually survive, as long as he has good people around him, you know, who are helping out in my absence.
So let me just make this about me for a second.
Jamie, read the last paragraph of that article. You got to read the last paragraph.
I did.
It says, you know, I'm okay. I get a little stir crazy. My legs are always itching to get in the saddle, although bareback is better because it's faster. My baby won't be a baby for long, and I'm soaking up every single moment I can possibly get with him. My horse will still be there in a 2 years when my babies go off to school or hang out with friends or are tied up in sports or rehearsals, and I'm sitting home alone wondering how my kids grew up so darn fast. And I guess I get that, but being not a mother, it's hard to understand. Like, I hear that, and I'm like, but that's, like, the main competition here is your horse. That's sadly what I think of, but you know, I mean, so as a farm owner, I would be in big trouble, huh?
Well, I mean, a lot of the problem for me is that I'm working during the day, working 40 hours a week, and that's what takes up a lot of my time, so... When your work is your horses, it's going to be a lot different for you.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be awful.
No,
can I bring up something I noticed in this last sentence?
Put it next to the arena, stick the kid in the pack and play, and you're good to go.
Jackie, I noticed it said babies off to school. So is there another one in the works right away?
No, not yet, but I mean, someday.
Okay.
Kind of figuring out that we're started, we might as well keep going and get it done with.
Okay, so that means Ace is going to have to go through all of this all over again.
Yeah, now that we're started, might as well keep it going. But you know what, it's so good to have him because that's my time away. You know, I sneak out after the baby goes to bed or when Ben comes home from work and I've got a few hours. It still gives me my little bit of me time.
Now, let me ask you this, because this, keep it down. Shh, we're trying to talk. Sorry. So let me ask you this. So many times, you know, I teach riding lessons, and I have women that come to me at the age of, you know, they're 45, 55, somewhere in between. They had horses younger, then they had babies, and they got rid of their horses, and now they're coming back to horses after many years of raising children and sending them off to school. Now they're coming back to have some riding lessons. Do you see yourself ever selling your horse, even if you get more kids?
No, not yet. I'm hanging on to him. You know, that's one thing I think about a lot because that's my mom's story. She grew up riding horses, got married, had us, sold her horse, came back to it when I was about 9 years old, which is how I started riding. And so I may be only riding one day a week, stopping out once or twice more to check on him, but I still got him. You know, it's worth having him sitting out there for when I can get out, you know, because I love that horse and I don't want to have to give him up. Even if we miss out on a few years, I want him to still be sitting there waiting for me when I get a little more time.
Yeah. Now, I know you've had some kids lease him in the past. Is that something that you're working on too, or...?
Not right now. One woman who was half leasing him ended up buying her own horse this summer. So she's actually still around. She picks out his feet for me and gives him treats and stuff. But he's mostly just hanging out, taking it easy right now.
Well, he is one lucky guy to have you as a mama. And listen, you know, any parting words that you can give anybody, either number one, that just had a baby and is in your same shoes, or number two, is thinking about having a kid? Any final thought?
I think the most important thing to remember is just to enjoy what you can get. You know, it's not going to be exactly the same after you have a baby as it was before, but it's still there. You can still get in the saddle. You can still ride. You can still go for a nice fall hack. And so just same thing with your kids and with your horses. Just enjoy every moment that you do get.
Well, good advice. Jackie Baker from RegardingHorses.com, thank you so much for coming on here and being so incredibly honest. I mean, that's just, that really doesn't happen very often, and I appreciate you letting me pick your brain and give you a little hard time. And give that baby next to you a big kiss from us, okay?
I will. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Glenn.
Bye,
all right,
Jackie.
Thank you. RegardingHorses.com, check it out. She's a great blogger. She's very honest and keeps everything very real, and we appreciate that. So, again, that's RegardingHorses.com.
You know, Jennifer, another, I'd say, about a year and a half. That's what it's going to be like every morning here on Horses in the Morning. That little squealing in the background as Jamie's trying to talk and keep the baby quiet at the same time. And then she's going to be going, this was his idea. This was Chad's idea. You can get up and take care of the baby while I'm trying to do my show.
Do you know that even you just saying that made my heart rate triple? Like, that can't be healthy.
Didn't mean to do that.
That can't be good to be, like, thinking, okay, to think about having kids and to get your heart rate and, like I'd need a Tums again. Like...
Well, we're going to be... How about we do this? This will calm your heart or make it worse. I'm not sure which. Let's take a break for a song. Let's play a little Jared Rogerson. That'll keep your heart steady here today. And then we will come back, and it's time for really bad ads this week. But first, a little Jared Rogerson about being in the rodeo.
It's been too long since I rode a bull. I hung it up when I went to school. Now I got this job, I wear this frown. So tonight I'm stepping down. Listen up, boy, try to understand. I'll draw you a picture to make it make sense. There's the dirt, here's the clown. Tonight where I go, I want you to know tonight I'm stepping down. Me and my girlfriend, we had a fight. There's this other guy, guess I was right. Been there before, I see the door. Tonight I'm stepping down. I'm stepping down to ride a bull tonight at the rodeo. And I'll slide down on his back, and away we go. Spinning round and round will be the highlight of the show. Before I go, I want you to know tonight I'm stepping down. You gotta step back down. About 4 seconds, the score is zero. Out of a job, but I'm a hero. I got my pride and a new girlfriend. So tonight I'm stepping down. I'm stepping down to ride a bull tonight at the rodeo. And I'll slide down on his back, and away we go. Spinning round and round will be the highlight of the show. I gotta go, ride another bull. Tonight I'm stepping down.
And that is Steppin' Down by Cowboy Jared Rogerson. You can find all his music at jaredrogerson.com. You can also get it all on cdbaby.com, which is actually where I found him. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And we'd like to also thank EquityMFG.com for being a sponsor. Equity is the, well, let's just go ahead and say it, they're the greatest manure fork of all time. And I got to tell you a story this weekend. Every Wednesday now, one of my students who lives in the neighborhood comes over to clean the pastures for a jumping lesson on Wednesday night. So she shows up every Wednesday.
A good deal.
I know, right? It's great for me and great for her. She loves it. So she comes over and she now is cleaning the pastures. And she did it this past spring before she was traveling for the summer. And she had, you know, we had like those old manure forks, so it's old forks, and she was driving the gator and holding the manure fork at the same time, and she ran over it and broke it. Now this is one of the old ones, but she felt so bad about breaking the manure fork that we had. She came over this Wednesday and she's like back to work. This is the first one, and I told her, you know, she did the whole pasture because we had two old crappy forks. She did the whole pastures with the old crappy forks. And I said, Shannon, why don't you use one of these? Because now we have two. I'm like, you got to use one of these. You have to try it. It's amazing. And she said, no, I'm not going to use those. They're too fancy. I'll break it. She's like, I still feel bad about breaking the other one. And I actually said, honey, these you cannot break. You cannot break these by cleaning the pastures. Please, I encourage you to use them. I wouldn't recommend running over them with the gator, but it might, because it might bend them a little bit or something, but you actually can't break it. So go ahead and use these, because I have put these things to the ringer and they still keep going. EquityMFG.com. I just use the regular, what? Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, we used the shake and torque too, and I challenged it to do something else this past weekend that made Jennifer a little nervous, talking about not being able to break it. Well, I learned you can't melt it either. Now, I probably don't recommend this. I probably don't recommend this, but I was like, I'm going to test this thing. So we had to build a big fire to burn off some of the branches that had fallen down. By the way, we just bought a $90 tarp for our structure that we parked the trailer under, and sure enough, the next day, this big limb came down and put a big hole right through it. Anyway, that tree we had to cut up, and we had to burn it. So that's what you do in Florida. You burn off all of these live oak branches that fall down. So we're there burning and everything. And it was time, you know, it's the end of 2 hours of burning branches off. And I'm going, I guess what I'll do is I'll just try and clean it up with the manure fork, with the shaking fork. And Jennifer's like, you're going to melt that thing. Well, you're going to melt it. So I did. I took it out, and I used it to clean up the hot coals, and I didn't melt it. It didn't melt.
I still think you're an idiot.
That's a different story altogether.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I would not have done that. Anyway, well, you can find all of their products at equitymfg.com. That's equity, EQUITEMFG.com. And, you know, you may put an initial investment on, say, the Flex and Fork, but just keep in mind that it's going to last you and you're not going to have to rebuy the head of it, you know, because the head, just to buy the head is like $20 now. At Ace,
yeah,
they were like $19.95. And I'm like, well, then what's the point of just buying the head? Because the whole thing's like $22. But it's just pointless to keep buying them. So just go to equitymfg.com and go ahead and get one.
Before we go to really bad ads, I'm going to put a plug in for a friend of ours. And that is Frankie Lovato. Frankie Lovato is the ex-jockey who comes on our show all the time. And he's kind enough to do that. He comes on whenever we ask him to, sometimes in emergencies. And he is doing a little fundraiser to keep his Jockey World organization going, and he is selling mugs, and they are Jockey World mugs that have the cool Jockey World logo on them and everything, and I went over and bought one yesterday. He's trying to sell 100 mugs, so I just encourage you to go to jockeyworld.net. If you like Frankie Lovato and you like him coming on the show and you know, you like his stories and the things he does. And of course, he's an Equitizer fame as well. Well, he runs this Jockey World website for the benefit of new and upcoming and kids that are just learning to be jockeys, bugs like our adopted bug. And he really does support the jockey community that way. So hop on over, buy a mug. It's right on his homepage at jockeyworld.net. I bought mine yesterday, so pretty soon I'll be drinking my morning tea out of my Jockey World mug. Just wanted
to
get a quick.
I saw that he was selling those mugs, Glenn, and that made me realize that we should probably do something like that on our show. Fundraise a little bit. You can buy horses in the morning saddle pads, horses in the morning, you know, helmet covers, horses in the morning t-shirts, riding pants, boots, whatever. We need to start marketing. He's making money doing that.
I know.
Hello?
I know. We need to do
Hello?
That.
All right. Well, before we get to really bad ads, what is the prize this week, Glenn?
The prize is, what is it this week? It's Redmond Rock Gift Pack. We have, of course, Jamie's horses and our horse Beaker absolutely love Redmond rocks. They are the mineral rocks that they take out of a mine out of the west there, and it looks like a rock. When you get this thing, it's not all preformed like the white things you buy. These things are rock like, and you put it out in your horse's pasture, and your horse,
it's not rock.
It's just a
it's not
rock
like.
It's
not rock like. It's
a rock.
Rock.
They just. They don't, you know, those ones, the salt bricks they make, kind of wonder what they do, what they add to them and stuff. Well, this, you don't have to worry about that because, you know, it is definitely something that your horse will absolutely love. Our horse loves it. Every horse we put it in front loves the mineral rocks. It has 60 different minerals in it, so it's good for your horse as well. And we're giving away the Redmond Rock gift pack. You can find out more about Redmond Rock at redmondequine.com. And now it is time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of
persuasion.
Hard
Poor strangers.
All right. Well, when we asked you guys to submit, you guys do a fantastic job. All of our listeners, we have so many new names that we've never even seen. Glenn, did you want me to do the tractor one, or do you want me to jump down and do the one from Susan Nelson?
Let me do the tractor. Let me get started with the tractor. This
okay.
one is from Glenn. Forrester sent this one in, and it's the first time we've ever seen an ad like this, actually.
It is
tractor mechanic needed in Latimer County, which I think is the middle of the country somewhere. My tractor is a Ford Farm Track 60. It won't stay running. I believe it to be the oil pump. Whether or not it has anything to do with keeping it running, I don't know. The job is to diagnose and fix my tractor. You will be paid when you're done. Would consider letting you kill a buck. If you can do it, email me your contact information.
Now, that is a first. You can come over and you can fix my tractor. And instead of paying me, I'll let you shoot something. What?
Didn't you have a whole bunch of bucks in a pasture out back? You just walk out back and shoot one? That's what I thought of right away. I was like, well, how does he know there's going to be a buck wandering by right when this guy's done fixing the tractor?
I know. It just doesn't make any sense. So, well, I'll let you kill something. I'll let you shoot something. Pick one from the back and just take it home. All right, Susan Nelson sent this one in, and I'm going to see if I say it wrong. And I guess I think I know what it's supposed to say, but it says, for sale, Gentile, four-year-old filly. For sale, Gentile, four-year-old quarter horse filly, laid back, willing, smart, sweet, quick, cow bred, built to run, sorrel, nice conformation, good mane and tail. Wait, who cares about the mane and tail? Good sound feet, only selling because we have too many to winter. Kids and beginners have ridden. And she wrote, so you won't have to worry about buying it kosher hay, is what Susan wrote. Oh, I love it. No riding on Fridays, though. Sorry. Yeah. No. Friday after what? 12 noon. You're done.
Samantha Saunders sent this one in. Samantha, that's a new name too. So thank you very much. Part bred Appier Morgan. Now I'm trying to get through this one. This one's like no punctuation and just weird. This little guy's sire, a black well-billed Papperd Morgan, his dam is spotted, blue roan Papperd, and he is willed to be blue roan. Imprinted since day one, he, IB, Halterbroke. For more info and pics, please email delivery partway can be arranged.
You gave him too much credit. That's actually, you
I had
read
to get
that?
Through it.
Better than actually it's written. So good job, Glenn. Now, I don't think one thing is spelled correctly on that. Not one.
That was a tough one. That was tough.
Yeah. Good job. Now, this one Patty Mason sent in. I don't know if she put the italics on that word or Jennifer, did you?
I did.
Okay, because that makes me think of it as the title of the ad is Looking for Some Good Grass. Hey, I'm looking for some H-E-Y. I'm looking for some good quality grass. Hey, now I take alfalfa mix, but I do not want it heavy with alfalfa. Is anybody out there has any hay at a decent price? Please give me a call. I'd like to find some hay. Thank you. For looking at my ass. What? Why is the last sentence, thank you for looking at my ass?
I swear, I did not change that. It came in that way.
I've never actually been thanked for doing that before. I've always been slapped. So that's a new one.
Hey. Okay. I'll keep going. Go ahead. Do Brenda.
Brenda sent this one in. Brenda Nellums, thank you so much. Brenda, quarter mile horse, $450. I have a 4.5-year-old quarter mile horse asking $450. It's really nice with all the people and kids. It has new shoes. He does trails and knows how to walk backwards and so much more. For more questions, please call. Okay.
Wait.
So, he walks backwards, and so much more. So, does he always walk backwards, you think?
Why does... That's in the ad. He does trail, and he knows how to walk backwards. You know, that is a skill, because that is one thing Jet and I have really been working on, is backing up. So if he can just walk backwards, fantastic. He's worth it.
And he's a quarter-mile horse, which means you've got a quarter-mile, and that's it. He's done. It's just over.
Or he can walk a quarter-mile backwards. Wow.
Oh, true.
That's
worth $800. Raise the price.
All right, the next one was sent in by Dawn Bailey, and this is quite the mix. This is a heavy breed with a. Can you imagine how much hair is going to be on this horse? It's a Gypsy Vanner Percheron cross. That's a lot of hair. You'd
can we
love
call?
That,
I'd love that. Gypsy Vanners and Percherons are my two favorite breeds.
Well, here's the deal. You don't even have to buy it, because here's the ad. We had a colt dad as Gypsy Vanner, mom is Percheron mix. That's one sentence. We have a colt dad as Gypsy Vanner, mom is Percheron mix. D is friendly, has lots of person 80. Would make a sport horse. Will be 16 hands or more. Will tread. For gamming horse or hay or carriage. Or $1,000. Thanks. And then they go on to say the picture and the ad, which we didn't see, the pic of dad is not him. He looked like him. We are waiting for pic from breeder. Thank you. Now, why wouldn't you just go outside and take a picture of him? I don't get it. What? But, Glenn, my point is you can just trade for a – do you have a gamming horse?
I don't have a gamming horse, but I might have a – what was that again? A carriage.
Garage.
I have a garage. Yeah,
you
I have,
a
garage. I could trade for a garage.
Yeah, oh, that'd be nice. Actually, could Beaker be a gamming horse?
I'll go ask him.
I don't know. I have to figure out what gamming is first. Figure that out. Well, the next one is UD. Send in this one. Thank you, UD, for sending this in. Horse, $150. This is short and sweet, and UD made a comment on this. She said, we all know folks who have bought horses for stupider reasons than this, and that is true, UD. Horse, $150 in Ashland. I don't know much about horse, but she is pretty and broke to ride. Call. There it is, short and sweet. She's pretty and broke to ride. That's all you need to know. And I don't know if we lost Janie there. I think we did.
She's here. Oh, I have her on mine.
Oh, I
yep,
see.
She's on.
Are you there, Janie?
Can you hear me? Yeah,
there
sorry,
you are.
I dropped
okay.
off. So I don't even know which one you read. I'm sure it was funny, though. Sorry.
I did the $150 horse that's pretty in Burke to ride.
Oh, it is pretty. I don't know much about horse. So next one, Glenn, is I think we have to post this one online because –
yeah.
The homemade 4x8 enclosed trailer. What does that look like to you?
It looks like an outhouse.
It looks like an outhouse, yes. It does look like an outhouse. Maybe a two-seater. Probably a two-seater
it's like,
outhouse.
It's a double porta potty.
Yep. You know, we had one of those in the first farm we lived on and had a two-seater outhouse?
No.
It was still functional.
I got to ask, now, who is going to go in there with you? Can you not just go one at a time? Do two seats really necessary?
Believe me, we asked that question many, many times, and the only thing we could figure out is two things. One, if it's really cold, you could keep each other warm while you're out there. Or two is if one person was so drunk or you both were drunk and you had to go, you just went together so you could find it and get back. That was our theory. That's the only thing we could come up with.
It's just bizarre. I guess people didn't have a problem, you know, pooping around other people in the past. All right, read the ad.
Homemade 4x8 enclosed trailer. I built 4x8 shed on old 4x8 trailer to keep my tools out of the weather. It's bolted to trailer with angle iron, so shed could be removed. Top is wood screwed, tougher than bolted to the iron frame. Metal roof and sides, $400. And this is... see sheets of tin that are put together to make a shed with a tin roof. And then on the side, they have something that looks like the maybe pieces off of old gas pumps that are tacked to the side. I'm not really sure what that's for. Maybe they're peepholes, you think?
I don't know. It literally looks like a porta potty on wheels. So I don't know what that is exactly, but good for them for building something
when you
like
post
that.
Post this, Jennifer, please post the description so that people know why we posted the picture of the porta potty on wheels.
Yes, please.
Hey, we got a new one too from New.
And that was, by the way, that was Robin Donahue who sent that one in.
Yes. Robin. Thank you, Robin. Lindy sent this one in, and Lindy's new, I believe. She said she loves the show, and she thought that this ad, the spelling, was quite creative. Now, I had to read the last creative one. I should make you read this one. But anyway, here we go. I have a 17-year-old mare. She's broke to ride, 14 one-hand, chunky girl. She don't miss too many meals and weighs about 1,100 pounds or so. Some horses she's okay, but with some she's not. She needs to go with someone who has some horses experience. She is registered. You might want to use her as broodmare. Only reason she is for sale, she's not working out for what I needed for her. Totally beginner's horse. Price negotiable. Will be willing to trade the horse. Smaller than 14 hands would be great if it was trained for a beginner rider or cart. Would trade for horse trailer too. Trader too. Too good to be running snowmobile or bigger safe. Traffic safe draft. If you got something like this, let me know and maybe we can make a deal. Yeah,
okay, hold on.
That?
Let me get this straight. They have a 14-hand mare who weighs 1,100 pounds. First
that
of all, that's
fat,
your first
way.
Problem. So that just screams, what, huh?
That's really fat.
That screams laminitis is what that screams.
Yes.
And then they want to trade her for a horse smaller than 14 hands that is trained for a beginner rider and or a cart, but then they also want to trade it for a draft. Traffic safe draft, if you have that. So you want something smaller than 14 hands and you're willing to take a draft. You need to really think about what you're asking. Oh, and it's an Arabian mare too. So that's 17-year-old Arabian mare. Trade your dead broke horse for a fat horse.
Oh, that would be a good brood mare. If you can fit the baby in amongst the fatness.
And 17 years old, are you now just selling it now as a broodmare? Oh, these people like that make me sick. Stop breeding. Okay. The winner for today's Really Bad Ads and the prize of a Redmond Rock gift pack is Beth Asweegan is the winner of the Redmond Rock gift pack.
Woo-hoo!
And I would like
to
say, fantastic ad. And it's really written as a car salesman would write an ad. Like if somebody was selling cars and writing ads for selling cars and they had a horse for sale, this is what the ad would sound like. Excellent trail horse. Broke. Or best offer, trades available, $750. 14-2 hand maiden, purebred, no papers. Buy today, ride tomorrow. Price will go up if not sold soon. Get your wife what she really wants right at the start of hunting season. This horse gives a smooth ride and has a ground-eating walk. She doesn't look it, but she is a strong, tough horse. Take her out for a ride and let her convince you. Since the economy's in the dumpster, we are open to all trades or offers. Again, get her before hunting season starts. All trades considered, ATV, four-wheeler, title, 150 to 250 cc's, teen or adult size, steer or Hamburg cow, with or without calf, etc. Snowmobile, runs good, nothing fancy, doesn't need to go over 40 miles an hour, must have title, no paddle tracks, gates, 10 to 14 foot, cattle panel fencing, sprint dog sled, good lumber, farm equipment tractor, etc. We will trade for anything. We have more photos, but riding is the best way. Bring your saddle, we'll let the horse sell herself. Now I added this in. All prices subject to change without notice. All advertisers' prices exclude government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document preparation charge, any emission testing charge, the price for listed vehicle equipped as...
Very well done.
I added that last part.
Indian All Differences Must Be Dressed Prime Sale. I used to do the commercials for car dealers, and I would do that at the end, but then I would speed it up. So it would just at the very end so nobody can understand it. I would actually do that. I've never done it live. Thank you, Beth.
Very well
Thank
done.
You, Beth.
It did sound like a car ad. It was great. And what is a sprint dog sled? Is that different than a long-distance dog sled, do you think?
I have no idea, but they will also trade for good lumber. We hate this horse. Take it
or
right
now. Or a Hamburg cow. That's a Hamburg cow. I love the Hamburg cow without a calf. I don't know what exactly that means. But.
Bring your saddle. Let the horse sell herself. I like the fact that they insulted, like, she doesn't look it, but she is strong, I promise. She looks like a wuss right now, but she's totally strong. And what's with the get it before hunting season? Like, is it going to be shot to pasture? Like, please, get it before hunting season. Anyway, Beth, congratulations. Fantastic ad. We really appreciate it. Congratulations. You are the winner of a Redmond Rock gift pack. So please email your name and address and information to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
Thank you very much. Hey, what do you got going this weekend? Anything fun?
I am actually taking little Rachel and Jacob and my horse Jet. We are going to go on Sunday schooling cross country to practice for our next horse trial. And tomorrow, I'm having a garage sale. My very own garage sale.
Really? I can't believe you've collected enough stuff in your young marriage to have stuff to sell.
Dude, half of my stuff is old horse crap, okay? So, like, I don't have, like, regular stuff collected. I have horse stuff that I realized that I don't need 17 bridles and pieces of bridles. So I've been sitting down putting bridle pieces together, and it's amazing how many full bridles I've come up with. And yet I still buy bridles. I don't know why. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't sell them at the garage sale, our sister-in-law's had great luck selling stuff on eBay. She said eBay's coming back. She's been getting good prices and selling her used tack and stuff on eBay. Yeah, so keep that in mind. She's been having some good luck there. We're heading off tomorrow. You're getting rid of stuff, and we're heading off to the place where Jennifer's going to be tempted to buy a bunch of stuff. The local tack shop here has a big yard sale where everybody can come in and sell their stuff. Every Saturday, or twice a year, I mean. So it's tomorrow. And then right down the street is a pet expo that we're going to go to. So tomorrow is, and this thing gets a lot of people. Didn't it, you were there the last one, Jennifer, right? There's a lot of people show up at this thing.
The yard sale is. Yeah, everybody shows up with the bridles that are so dried up and crumbly they can't get moldy anymore. So they're not moldy.
That's what I'm selling. I should have
bought
it for you.
Absolutely. And lots of chickens.
Come on over.
I might have to buy a chicken.
Chickens? Oh, my God. I'd
oh, they
sell
lots of chickens. Yeah.
Hey, is your chicken still alive?
Do you know that chicken, of course, we're talking about the chicken that we saved from the snake who was going to be fed to the python at the pet store, and I saved it. Do you know that chicken comes to me when I call it, and it lets me pick it up, and I carry it around like a football everywhere, and it falls asleep in my arms? It's the cutest chicken ever. It loves me.
Call him Walmart?
Actually, I called it Happy because on the receipt for when we bought it, it said half-breed chicken. So I'm like, that's insulting. So I changed it actually to Happy. So it's a Happy Chicken. It's Happy the Chicken.
I can see Happy now the Chicken lay eggs or... Don't we know?
You know, Glenn, I thought it was a baby, right? So it's a really small chicken. It's like half the size of the other ones, and it's a half breed, as we now know. And I thought it was a baby, and it was going to get bigger. It laid an egg. I'm like, oh, you're a grown-ass woman. You're just small. So bless its little heart. Little Happy Chicken is a woman, and she is a egg-laying age, so she's at least 6 months old, and she laid an egg. There you go. It was a little tiny egg.
That was a good buy.
Yeah.
You know, even though they ever charged you for the chicken, it sounds like you're going to get some love out of this particular one.
I love her. She is my best friend. I carry her around the farm. And people, one of my students caught a frog last night, and she's in the tack room, and she's, like, holding the frog up, and she's talking about the frog, and I'm like, you're so weird. I can't believe you're standing there holding a frog. And she turns around, she goes, you're holding a chicken. It's an odd farm I have. It's just odd. I said, touche. I'm going to go put my chicken fed. So, well, everybody, please have a great weekend. And ride your horse. Go do something fun. Jennifer and Glenn, buy something. Save an animal. I'm going to not save an animal this week to keep my marriage good, okay?
Yeah, I wanted
good
to
idea.
Do that. Yep.
Good plan.
And make sure you don't put the horses out in the arena because, you know, if they eat the trees, he's going to divorce you.
Listen, I got to go. I got to get him out of there before he wakes up. Stay neutered, y'all, people.
Have a great weekend.